now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now. This Rich Eisen Show podcast is sponsored by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and maybe even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
You need a Q-tip?
Let's go!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
You have any sense of what the Los Angeles Chargers are going to look like?
I think they're going to look a lot like all of Jim Harbaugh's teams.
Who's got it better than us?
Nobody!
What he does is so identifiable.
Today's guests, ESPN college basketball analyst Jay Billis, Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski, comedian Sal Vulcano, and now it's Rich Eisen.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. We are live right here on the Roku channel, this Rich Eisen Show, terrestrial radio affiliate, Sirius XM, Odyssey, and more. Hey, call us. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial on this program. The NBA Finals begins tonight in Boston, Massachusetts. It will be the Celtics opening up against the Dallas Mavericks. The Celtics we expected, the Mavericks we did not. We'll have 3 hours to talk about it and get you ready for tip-off. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial if you're taking on this program, listening to it, watching it. Watching it live on a stream, listening to it live on a stream on Odyssey. We're on Sirius XM. We're on terrestrial radio. We're on a podcast. All 3 hours you can take it in. Kevin Stefanski, the reigning coach of the year, whose contract has been extended in Cleveland. He's on this show in hour number three, and a fellow Staten Islander, Sam Vulcano, will be in studio, one of the impractical jokers, if you will. Sal will be here on this program in hour number three, and it'll be outstanding. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman. How are you, sir?
Anything going on tonight? Is there a game tonight?
I know you're excited about it. Good to see you over there.
Hey.
Jay Felly, everybody. Good to have you here.
Happy birthday, Mama Felly.
Hey.
Happy birthday.
Fantastic.
Mama Felly.
Good to see you over there, TJ Jefferson. Candles lit?
Candles lit. It was Mama Jefferson's birthday on the 4th. I didn't give her a shout out on the show, but I did send a plant. So
okay, yeah. Great. Fantastic. Hey, phone lines are already lighting up. I always appreciate that. 844-204-RICH. We're here to talk about whatever you want. NBA Finals, Stanley Cup Final. If you want to talk about what's going on in Major League Baseball, the Yankees and Phillies are unbeatable right now. The Dodgers are heading to New York to have a three-game series with the Yankees after they're done with the Pirates. Paul Skeens versus Shohei Ohtani last night was quite the show for sure. Whatever you want to talk about. If you want to talk about somebody left a food delivery service in the lobby of your apartment, and we'll just chop that up for 20 minutes. That happened on yesterday's show. We'll take it again today. Whatever you want. We're here for you. Adam, our call screener's in the back right now to take your phone calls. 844-204-RICH.
I need number callers. To dial. Where are my callers?
Thank you, Larry King.
That's a great Larry King drop from, I think, 2014, from our first year, I think. That might be close to a 10-year-old drop. So, listen, tonight, the broadcast on ABC, and Mike Breen, the reigning Emmy Award winner. We spoke to Doris Burke last week. She will be making sports television history tonight. The first female analyst to be part of a broadcast of NBA Finals action. She's the first to do that, and it'll be great. And we all assumed that the man who's joining those two is just the Los Angeles Lakers head coach in waiting in J.J. Redick. There's been a lot of buzz about that. Certainly since JJ and LeBron have been doing a little bit of a podcast together over the last couple months. And the general sense was that JJ Redick was the Lakers coach in waiting. And we were just waiting for the finals to end. And that would just be the end of the coaching search that's been open ever since Darvin Ham got bounced once the Lakers got bounced from the playoffs. And then Adrian Wojnarowski held everybody's beer today. Certainly since there were some in the NBA information business who said yesterday it was Redick's job essentially to lose. And if that's the case, he's lost it. And according to Woj, he's never really had it. Mm-hmm. Because according to the Woj bomb today, the Los Angeles Lakers have been relentless in their pursuit. That's the word Woj used on ESPN this morning. Relentless in their pursuit of UConn back-to-back national champion head coach Dan Hurley. Relentless. And they've been on him since their job was open. He also called the other interviews that have been had as essentially informational. And that it's been Hurley from the beginning. There is, according to Woj, I wrote down these words, traction. There's traction in the interview process right now as the Lakers are preparing what is called a massive long-term offer for Dan Hurley's services. And they view him as a quote-unquote program builder that will span the end of the LeBron-Anthony Davis era into whatever the next era of Lakers basketball, and Hurley is quote-unquote listening. I assume like Frazier Crane, I'm listening.
Oh, wow. $100 million will make you listen.
Well, let's just say this. As a man who has left the state of Connecticut, and moved to Los Angeles to start a new career. He gone. be very honest with you. I believe he gone.
Yeah.
And I will say this. I mean, obviously, if Woj is saying it's a massive long-term offer and they are relentless and they are 100% into it and they're going to put the proper money on the table. So a guy who just signed a six-year, $32 million extension to try and do something in college basketball that John Wooden was the last to do, which is win three in a row, and to be able to etch your name in that style of the record book, that, yes, you'd need to come correct in a way that the Lakers are not known for coming correct in a way for their head coaches. We were talking the other day that the last one that they kind of paid in this manner at top of the line was Phil Jackson. And we've watched Ty Lue come to Los Angeles, but not the Lakers. And we've seen them with Frank Vogel, and we've seen them with Darvin Ham, and we've seen them not go and give top of the line money to head coaches. Budenholzer is now in Phoenix. You watch that happen. We just sort of all assumed that they would just keep on keeping on like that. And we all know about assuming. Because I will say this. Rob Pelinka, Michigan man. And yes, Los Angeles would have to say they now would have not one, but two reigning national champion head coaches who left college to go coach a team in Los Angeles. I will say to Jeannie Buss, this would be an absolute monster coup. Certainly because LeBron, you know LeBron would like it because, fascinatingly enough, LeBron, we know he thinks Dan Hurley is on the cutting edge of coaching and coaching offense because Dan Hurley's special brand of coaching and play calling How about this? You can't make this up. It was brought up, broken down in a brilliant conversation on a podcast hosted by the guy we all thought was going to get this job and may still, in J.J. Redick, on his Old Man in the Three pod. He brought up to Dan Hurley a particular offensive set that Redick hadn't really seen and wanted to break down. And the two of these guys went on a 3-minute conversation that I would definitely, you know, send you to go to the internet tubes to go check out. LeBron wrote when he heard this conversation about Hurley breaking down the offense with J.J. Redick, he's so damn good. 3 exclamation points along with his staff, super creative with their O. Love it. April 19th, 2024. Who would have thought we would be here on June 6th, 2024, talking about J.J. Redick maybe not being the next coach of the Lakers. Dan Hurley might be the next head coach of the Lakers. We all know LeBron would kind of, I would imagine, approve it. And in this day and age where eyeballs are important, hearts and minds of fans are important, I know this is a Laker town. And once upon a time when the Lakers were really down and the Clippers were looking terrific, I even made mention into this microphone, could this possibly in any way, shape, or form twitch in the direction of being a Clipper town?
Oh, man.
Okay. And that was silly.
You didn't check your mentions that night.
No, it was silly. But the Clippers are opening up a new dome. They're moving out. They're creating their own space. They're creating their own brand. They're creating their own sense of selves. And they're also opening up a brand new dome that I know many people in this town are curious what it will look like and hear about. And it'll be cutting edge. And they've got all sorts of
toilets
and bells and whistles.
Sorry, I can't help it.
Wow. And folks are going to be curious, what's it like there? What are they going down there and whatever? And if they say, come see LeBron and Anthony Davis and the rest of the Lakers with the 2-time defending national champion head coach of UConn basketball, Dan Hurley, and you never know what the hell he's going to do on the sidelines, right? He's going to shove D'Angelo Russell or whatever in the back to go cover somebody. Like, who knows? Come see Dan Hurley. That's a metric that you have to entertain and also tell the rest of the league. The Lakers will spend on coaches. They will think outside the box. They will be aggressive. And if you really want to extrapolate it out, I mean, who better to coach your son than Dan Hurley if that's the way LeBron's thinking? If he's going to be there long term, oh, so I'll play with my son and then I'll set him up with a guy that I'm very happy to have coach my son and be the architect of his career. And if you're Dan Hurley, what better time than now? Your stock is as high as it's going to get.
That's a good point.
And college is as off the rails in terms of knowing what the future is than it's ever been. And you're sitting up there in UConn in the NIL world and sitting up there in UConn in the world of, you know, meeting to compete apparently at some point about with other institutions of higher learning about being able to pay your players and collectives and also your facilities, and the Lakers come knocking and offer you potentially a generationally enriching contract and opportunity to come coach the Los Angeles Lakers, and you get to scratch the NBA itch that you've made known that you're interested in one day scratching.
Yo, where do I sign?
How do you say no to this?
Yeah.
I don't even need to know the number.
Can I just say why, Mike?
Okay.
Well, like you've always said, when it comes to coaches and family, right, the wife plays a big part.
Correct. Oh, absolutely.
So you have Danny Hurley and his wife. She's from Jersey.
Yeah, he didn't want to move. Right.
They're both East Coast.
I see
to
it.
The bone.
I got
to
you.
The core.
He was the Arizona State coach, though.
Yeah, but
they've already lived on the West Coast before.
But now wifey got to go back home with the family. I'm just saying that could be a way. He's going to have way more job security in Connecticut than he's going to have in Los Angeles. You know what I mean? I'm just saying these are just some reasons why it might not be.
No, because when it came to when it, you're also thinking of his brother,
unfortunately, Chris.
No.
But when it came to him, when it came to him maybe being the coach of Kentucky, remember that got bandied about when
and that got dropped.
When Cal, well, he was also saying, you know, his wife is from New Jersey, and you know, like UConn was as far as he would take it, or what have you. I understand. I understand East Coast and whatever, but if the Lakers are going to put the scratch on the table that I'm thinking of, you know, you can tell the misses about PJs and things like that.
They can be bi-coastal.
I don't know. I mean, but you're right. There is the personal aspect of it. And I am just only considering just the sense of his professional playing, of his professional coaching career.
Yeah.
You know, so... this one sounds to me like it's too tough to turn down unless the Lakers don't offer certain X, Y, and Z. Because he does have every piece of leverage right now, which is why I'm like his leverage will never get any higher.
Good point.
Unless he does win three in a row. But then the Lakers' job won't be available to him. One would think they will fill it with somebody that they will obviously give a longer-term contract to. The last thing they want to do is Vogel out, Ham in, this guy in, that guy now out, and move things around. And, you know, one last thing, his leverage also could be name a wealthy UConn alum. Name a handful of them. They must be getting together right now, figuring out how do we put a stop to this. You know, I don't know how you do. If the Lakers come correct, if they come correct,
tough to turn.
You know, I cannot imagine Dan Hurley's not the next head coach of the Lakers, and that would send a lightning bolt through Laker Nation and this town to add Dan Hurley to Jim Harbaugh and Sean McVay and Ty Lue, you know, and Lincoln Riley
yeah.
And our friend, you know, got to say Deshaun Foster, who we're very big fans of here. You know, I mean, this would be exciting in this town. Very exciting in this town. And I say to the Lakers down the street, tip my cap to you. You kept this one underneath the radar.
Literally down the street, too.
Like, I do. I know.
Right there.
I love it. What an idea.
And if it doesn't work, you go back to college.
Oh.
You'll be the most sought-after college coach
I imagine.
On the market.
But
you
I
can
know.
Name your price.
I don't know how it wouldn't work. I don't know.
Well, I mean, Darvin Ham thought it would never not work.
I got it. I don't know. Hurley
he'd
just
be here after winning a title.
I guess so. You're right. Well, we'll talk to them. That's why we got Jay Billis about to zoom in. We'll ask him how this works. And then Kevin Stefanski in hour three, as well as Sal Vulcano will be here. Fellow Staten Islander. And you have a game that we're going to be playing?
Are going to play Do You Know Your Staten Island?
Sal has no idea. He's going to go down. He's going to go down hard.
I don't know. You've been gone for a while.
Oh,
Richie.
I've been away
you
a long time.
I mean? You've been a long
but
time.
I, but I don't shine shoes no more.
Oh, obviously.
But I do remember the shine guy from the ferry. You can get your shoes shined on the Staten Island ferry.
There's a guy
who would walk around with a shoe shine box, and he would walk around and he'd scream, shine!
What's his name, Tommy?
On the ferry?
On the ferry.
Wow.
On the ferry.
That's like a half hour ride.
Please.
That's
incredible. Please. I'm a former staff member of the Staten Island Advance for 3 years and was a summer intern for two. I have been through every ounce of territory of that island. Trust me, Sal's in for it.
I can't wait.
He's in for it.
Sounds like you know I still live there, Rich.
No, I understand. there's that. Chris Brockman's got his five burning questions for the NBA Finals. And also, I have the best case scenarios for all AFC South teams. And then there's your phone calls, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. And I heard the words from TJ Jefferson I've been waiting to hear since the middle of May.
Ooh.
When the NFL schedules came out.
We
he said prior to the show, I'll do the win-loss for the Dallas Cowboys today.
We were like, what?
And you had me at hello with that one,
I really
sir.
Did.
We're going to do that. I was walking, and I stopped in my tracks.
You really did.
And then you began to suggest something else he do, and I'm like, no. I don't care what it is.
Like, nope, that's
I don't
it.
Care what it is. Unless it's him bringing the ping pong table in, I'm not going to. That's what he's doing today.
Well, we know that's not happening.
Settle down just a little bit.
844-204-RICH, number to dial your phone calls as well. When we come back, Jay Billis will join this program. On his thoughts on Dan Hurley going pro, potentially. Are you struggling to close deals? Business-to-business selling is tougher than ever, and that's why I want to tell you about LinkedIn Sales Navigator. LinkedIn Sales Navigator is a sales intelligence platform that helps professionals effectively prospect and engage high-value customers, drive higher revenue, and increase sales performance. Sales Navigator helps you target the right buyers, surface key signals such as job changes or which accounts you should prioritize, and shows you hidden allies so you can find those buyers that are most likely to convert. Fueled by LinkedIn's 1 billion member platform, Sales Navigator gives you the most up-to-date first-party data, enabling you to unlock conversations with the people that matter. Right now, you can try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/direct. That is linkedin.com/direct for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/direct and get started. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Back on the Roku channel, radio audience returns in less than 2 minutes before we get to Jay Billis there. I mentioned how I don't know how Dan Hurley doesn't take this deal. You mentioned the personal side of it, how his wife, when he mentioned his wife not, you know, being from Jersey, I guess, UConn or Rhode Island, which is where, you know, Hurley was from before, or was coaching from before he went to UConn, saying that that was as far from New Jersey as she wanted to go, and saying maybe she doesn't want to come to Los Angeles, or the family doesn't want to move at writ large to Los Angeles, all of that. It's entirely possible, though, that Senator Chris Murphy of UConn will pass legislation to try and prevent it, which is what he tweeted out today, retweeting the Woj report, saying, so far I haven't discovered any legislative remedy to stop this, but I'm still researching. Broad-based anti-Lakers sanctions could be very popular, I'm guessing. Says the senator, one of the senators from the state of great state of UConn. Anti-Lakers legislation.
Yeah,
I don't. I can't offer pushback there. I think
I'm into that. That'd be very
that would be big. Like the Massachusetts senators might get behind.
Huge. New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont.
I think there'd be bipartisan support right now from Texas. Right?
Probably.
Don't you think?
Yep, I think so. New York.
I mean, it just crosses aisles.
Yeah, no. My
look, the Lakers aren't popular in that section of the country anyway, so this would only make it worse.
Nothing, as we all know in Congress right now, would be unanimous, but there might be pushback from
one state. That's it.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to figure out. I mean, because the senators right now in California, I think they're both from Northern.
Oh, that was great. So
it might be 100 to nothing, like unanimous consent.
Let's go.
Just throwing it out there, guys.
Get this going.
You know, back on the Rich Eisen Show, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Jay Billis, when we last had him on, was just 2 weeks ago. And I texted him. I said, thanks for coming on. He goes, call anytime. Well, Jay, I took you up on that. Are you back in the golf club, Jay? Are you back?
No, there? I'm at Davidson College right now. My basketball camp starts this week.
Oh, wow.
Nice. So
we've got 60 coaches and 150 players coming in the next 2 days. So I'm the administrative guy now. I'm giving people dorm rooms and giving them their, you know, rooming assignments. It's really fun.
Well, I'm truly appreciative of you taking time out of an important venture for you to chime in here, Jay. You know, because as soon as I read this news from your colleague, Adrian Wojnarowski, I'm like, I got to get Jay on here to talk about it. What's your thoughts on Woj's report that Dan Hurley and the Lakers are talking, and the Lakers have been relentless in their support of trying to get him, Jay?
I'm not surprised, Rich. I mean, Danny Hurley is the preeminent coach in the game right now, and he's certainly the top college basketball coach. And I think for the Lakers, who have had, I think, seven different head coaches since Phil Jackson left, establishing a coherent program that's going to last long term really makes perfect sense. And with the way Danny Hurley operates, especially the way he operates on the offensive end, I think you've seen a lot of us in college kind of documenting and diagramming the offense that he runs. It's really kind of a European pro style that the NBA has been moving toward. So I think he'd be great if he wanted to do that. I'm not one, though, that thinks that the current landscape of college basketball is that big of a variable that it's something to get away from. But it's hard to turn down not only the financial package that the Lakers are reportedly going to throw at Danny Hurley, but the idea of the challenge of coaching in the NBA and being able to have the leeway to put together that type of program on the NBA level would be really attractive.
Okay, so let me take a few of piece by piece what you just said. So you think what he has put out there on the court to win back-to-back championships in UConn, X's and O's, that would fit the NBA? You think it would be a good transition, a successful one?
Not only good, I think it'd be great. I think that offense is next level good. And the type of conceptual play that the NBA is looking to be able to use. And, you know, there can't be a single NBA coach out there that wasn't watching UConn play that say, we can use some of this. This would be good for us. But more than that, to me, it's not just an X and O thing. I think anytime you get in a cycle of bringing in one person and thinking that, okay, we bring this person in, we'll see if it works, and then 2 years later, we'll try somebody else, that's not sustainable in my view. And I think this sort of commitment to a coach, and specifically Danny Hurley, I thought it was really interesting when Woj brought up the point about establishing a program, that the Lakers want to establish a program. And I just can't think of a better program person than Dan Hurley. You know, look, there are going to be some idiosyncrasies that if he takes this, the Lakers are going to have to get used to. Like, he's ridiculously, he's got all these things that he likes. He wears the same socks, and, you know, when he wins, you know, the underwear doesn't change. Hopefully it's washed. But all these superstitions that he has, they'll have to get used to that kind of stuff. It's funny, Rich, he asked me last year, UConn was playing in Seattle. They were playing Gonzaga, and I was at their practice, and he asked me, hey, would you speak to the team? So I did. And then later on in the season, I was at UConn, and he said, would you speak to the team again? We won last time you spoke to the team. I said, you win every game. Like, whoever speaks to the team. But it wasn't the message he cared about. It was just the superstitious thing of you spoke to the team and we won. And they had just come off a loss to Creighton, and apparently they needed to win so much that they wanted to hear my BS again.
You're a factor, Jay. There's no doubt about that. But in all seriousness, the stuff that we see Dan Hurley do in a huddle, for instance, you know, admonishing his players for the huddle not being tight enough around him when he's calling a timeout. Does that stuff work in the NBA, or you think he'd have to modify what he's doing with grown-ass men with long-term contracts? What do you think?
I mean, you might have to modify the volume of some things. I think Woj also pointed out when I saw him earlier today, and it resonated that Dan Hurley told him, look, you know, I talk to my son a lot differently when he was a teenager than I do now that he's a grown man. Hmm. And it's the same sort of thing. The message can be the same. The delivery might have to change a little bit. I think college coaches have a little more leeway talking to teenagers and young adults than you might have talking to, as you put it, grown-ass men. But that's more of a volume thing in my view. I don't think a lot of coaches talk about their huddles and how they communicate and how they relate to one another on the NBA level. So that's not a big deal. I think the concepts wouldn't change all that much. I mean, even going back to when Coach K was coaching the Olympic team, you know, I was lucky to be around a little bit with some of those teams when they were working out in Vegas. And I didn't hear anything different than he used with his Duke teams. It wasn't substantially different. The length of practices was a little bit different, but other than that, it was a lot of the same stuff conceptually. And I think you see the same thing with Dan Hurley. Basketball is basketball, and he's a great basketball coach. And I think greatness doesn't really know a level.
And then also in your first blush answer, Jay Billis here on the Rich Eisen Show, in your first blush answer in reacting to the news that the Lakers are relentlessly pursuing Dan Hurley, he is listening, there is traction. Those are all words that Woj used on ESPN. You mentioned the current state of college sports and how the world of basketball isn't similar, I guess, if I'm putting words in your mouth, to the college football conversation where, you know, Jim Harbaugh left Michigan after winning a national championship there. And part of the conversation, obviously, is whatever was going on between him and the NCAA was something he probably wanted to get away from. Also, that's the general sense that college football has changed so much that there's less coaching involved and more administrative and all sorts of portal and NIL sort of business. And I'm already hearing that subscribe to this conversation involving Dan Hurley, that maybe this is a perfect time to get out of college athletics and go to the pros. You don't subscribe to that for college basketball, Jay?
Not as the leading factor, Rich. I think it can be one factor, but it's not the leading factor. I don't think that Dan Hurley has in any way been unhappy in college basketball. There are always things that are minor annoyances, but look how quickly he was able to take last year's roster and turn it into an equally talented roster that he has for next year. I mean, UConn's going to be, from a talent standpoint, top three or four in the country going into next year. And given their track record, I wouldn't be surprised if they were not only a contender, but if they were a three-peat. That's possible. Now, does that mean you walk away from that or it makes it harder to walk away from that? But I tend to think it's more going forward. If he decides to do this, he's going towards something, not away from something, if that makes sense.
Jay Billis here on the Rich Eisen Show. A few minutes left with him here. So the last college coach that almost left because he thought he had a chance to coach LeBron James, if I'm not mistaken, was Tom Izzo in Michigan State when the Cavs were reaching out. And then the Comic Sans stuff happened and LeBron wound up taking his talents to South Beach and Tom Izzo stayed. Now LeBron is in a potential transition. I think everybody believes he's going to stay with the Lakers. We saw a tweet of his based on a conversation about Hurley's innovative offense on, of all places, a podcast hosted by J.J. Redick, of all people, back in April. So obviously we could see by LeBron's reaction to Hurley's conversation with Redick that he likes Hurley. Another thing that we're hearing right now is who better to place your son into whose hands to place your son for his development professionally than Dan Hurley. Do you think all this is another good piece of connective tissue for this to happen, Jay?
Certainly could be. I think it's more forward looking than just LeBron, or at least it seems that way.
Right.
That when you're talking about putting a program in, it's not just a 1 or 2 year program. I don't know how much longer LeBron has, but the end is certainly closer than the beginning. But if you're looking at a 10-year window, that's going to be post LeBron. So putting in this program for the Lakers and your point about development is really important. I think that's where the NBA has become more like college over the years, is there are so many younger players coming into the league. The development of those assets is really important. And Danny Hurley, in all his years in basketball, and he's been a basketball lifer with his father, Bob Hurley Sr. at St. Anthony's and the Basketball Hall of Fame, and with his brother, Bobby Hurley at Arizona State. You know, he's a basketball lifer, and the development of players in the NBA is really important. It's not just the development of stars. It's the development of quote unquote role players, because so many of these guys, there are very few superstars in the league. that are gonna change the fortunes of a franchise by themselves. You're gonna have to have players around them. So when you bring in a young player, you're not just bringing them in for right now. You're bringing them in for the future. And Danny is very good at developing talent and taking the longer view. So I think this is about, you know, who Dan Hurley is, what he's capable of, but it's also about a long-term vision. And it sounds like the Lakers have a vision for a program rather than just a vision for a coach to come in and take a seat and see if he can fly the plane. If not, they'll put somebody else in there. It doesn't sound like it's the latter.
No, I hear you. But, I mean, in order for this rocket ship to launch, you know, LeBron's got to be in the mission control right now, okaying the countdown, you know, like green lighting the countdown, right? And so I guess that's the reason why I'm bringing all this up, plus your next assignment, I imagine, is the NBA draft for ESPN. What is your assessment of Bronny James as a professional prospect, Jay?
I think he's a good talent. I saw him play in high school at Sierra Canyon. And did I think that if his name was Bronny Smith, we would be covering him the same way? No. I think he's a very good player that has a very good future. But the comparisons to his dad in high school, I thought, were horribly unfair to him. I saw his dad play in high school from the time he was a sophomore on. And I was on the crew that did his first game on ESPN at the University of Akron back in the day in 2002. And I was the only guy on the crew that had seen him. And at the time, I said that LeBron James was the best high school player I'd ever seen. Mm. And then people were saying, what about Oscar Robertson and Lou Alcindor? I goes, how old do you think I am? I didn't see those guys. That's the best I've ever seen. But Bronny's different, and he's going to need some more time. And I think he can be an NBA player and a solid one. But he's going to require some time to develop.
Well, and obviously Dan Hurley would be the guy to do that again. So I'll put you in this position. You can take it if you'd like. What do you think? Do you think this happens? Do you think Dan Hurley takes this gig, Jay, if everything, all things being equal, his family is okay moving west, the money's right? What do you think?
I don't know, Rich, honestly. I know some comparisons have been made to when Coach K had a dalliance with the Lakers years ago. I do think this is different. I could see him doing it, but at the same time, like yesterday, everybody thought J.J. Redick was getting the job. So I have no idea how long this has been going on and how far the discussions have reached. But if you're going to do it, if you're going to make that jump, it seems like there's no better opportunity for Dan Hurley than to do it here. It's an iconic brand. It sounds like the Lakers are all in for the long haul. And it certainly sounds like financially it's going to be hard to turn down. But he's leaving a big job where they're on top of the heap. But I do think it's a fair variable to consider that will the Big East and will UConn have the resources to be as competitive as Dan Hurley would like? And I think they will. I think they do now, and I think they will long term. But look, it's going to be easier financially in a lot of different ways in the NBA than it is in college. It's going to be all basketball. He's not going to have to worry about some of these things. And I can tell you, being out there, I grew up in Southern California. I like it better than Connecticut, but that's just me.
Yeah, that's what I started the show saying, is somebody who moved from Connecticut to Southern California. By the way, he's from Jersey. I'm from Staten Island, which is practically Jersey. I'm like, he's gone. That's what I said, you know, but, you know.
No disrespect to any.
No?
No disrespect to anybody, but Mystic and Manhattan Beach are not comparable.
That pretty much does finish up. And with the risk of that not being a mic drop moment, do you want to take a crack at the finals before I let you go? Your two cents on what you think is going to happen tipping off tonight in the NBA finals, Jay?
I like Dallas, even though Boston is probably more talented top to bottom with Porzingis back. I like Dallas because I think Doncic is the one problem that you just cannot solve. You're going to have to double him to get the ball out of his hands because everything else does not work. And once you get it out of his hands, they're capable at other positions. I think he's that good. When he's done, we're going to be talking about him, not just top 10. He could be a top 5 player before he's done. He's that talented.
Wow. And of course, I'm a sports talk radio host. I'm mandated to ask for a number. In how many games? What do you think, Jay? What do you got?
I would say Dallas, but I think it'll go 7.
Okay. Wow. A game 7 Dallas victory in Boston would be something I definitely would pay to see a game 7. We'll see what happens with the result. Jay, thanks again. Best of luck in your venture there at you're moving into Steph Curry's old dorm room? Is that what you're doing, Jay? Is that what's happening there at Davidson? No.
There is no way. My name's on the campus, the Jay Billis Skills Camp. I do not stay in a dorm. I am sleeping in my own bed.
Thanks, Jay. You're the best. Really appreciate you taking the time and being a man of your word, saying anytime. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Rich.
Right back at you. Jay Billis Skills Camp, jaybilliscamp.com to be part of that right here on the Rich Eisen Show. That's Jay Billis.
So we'll see him next week.
Just think about this, guys. Yeah, right.
Anytime.
I had it written down in my old book somewhere, but if Dan Hurley takes this job in Los Angeles, because I started the conversation the day of the national championship game. There's no way I'm going to find it in my old notebook. But I just pegged the date of that loss. I think they lost the Big East championship. Did they lose it to Marquette before they were the 5 seed, right? The 4 of the 5 seed in last year's tournament, not this year's tournament, but last year's tournament. Just go back to that day, right? Where UConn became, you know, a runner-up in the Big East, losing in Madison Square Garden, right? Because I don't think they went into the NCAA tournament off of a Big East tournament victory. And go up to Dan Hurley that night and say, you're going to win the next 2 NCAA tournament
March 10th.
Championships. March 10th. March 10th, 2023, right?
Correct.
Go up to him and say, listen, you're upset you didn't win here in Madison Square Garden or whatever, but you're going to win the tournament anyway. You're going to the big dance. You're going to win that. Then you're going to have a whole different crew mostly, and you're going to win that one. And the Lakers are going to come and offer you a generationally enriching contract. Be like, what? You want to talk about a magic carpet ride, rocket ship ride, whatever you want to say?
Yeah, they lost in the semifinals to Marquette.
They lost the semifinals. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. They didn't even make the final.
They weren't as ranked as high as Marquette back then.
Were they the 4 or the 5 seed in their first tournament win?
So they were 11th nationally when they lost to Marquette. So,
whatever they were. Unbelievable. Go on that ride, then follow it up, win it again, and the Lakers are now relentlessly pursuing you. Unreal. What a run. 844-204-RICH, number to dial right here on the show. Your phone calls, hour number 2 is wide open. We've got lots to plan there for the AFC South best case scenarios, the 5 burning questions for the NBA Finals. TJ might play the win-loss game for the Cowboys. Man, the Hoops Finals are right around the corner. How cool would it be to go to one of those games? You might even be thinking that right now. And if you are, I've got the solution for you. Game Time makes getting finals tickets even faster and easier. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to tip-off. You get killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, meaning no surprises on the final cost. Views from your seat, which means no surprises on your view of the court. The lowest price guarantees also there from Game Time, which takes the guesswork completely out of buying basketball tickets, certainly when it's the biggest event around for hoops, the finals. Take the guesswork straight out. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code RICH, and you get $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account and redeem my code RICH, and you get $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I represented a costume manufacturer against Barney the Purple Dinosaur. They sold this thing called Hillary the Hippo, which looked exactly like Barney. And it was just being rented for people to do, parties for their kids and all that. So we wanted to settle the case right away, but they wouldn't settle it because they wanted to make an example out of it.
Oh, no.
So we went to federal court and won.
No kidding.
Yeah, we won. And we wound up, then it went to the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. I had to argue about Barney the Purple Dinosaur one step away from the United States Supreme Court. The funniest part, and because the case is over, I can say this now.
Yes.
I had the costume, the evidence of the trial, I had the costume at home for some reason.
Yes.
And my wife and her friends used it to have a birthday party for some of our kids. For some of the kids in the neighborhood. And they had all, this is back before cell phone pictures and all that.
Sure.
So they had pictures of all this. And I'm like, what are you doing? Do you realize this could end the trial right here if the other side got a hold of this? I subpoenaed Barney to the trial. I subpoenaed Barney to the trial. The other side said, Your Honor, we can't do that. There are only three of these costumes in existence. It's on the road doing this and hardship of bringing it in. And the costume is 6'8" tall, weighs like 250 pounds or whatever. And I stood up. I said, Your Honor, I'm 6'8" and I weigh about 240. I got in here just fine. And so the judge ordered the costume, and they brought it, opened up this big truck, and they wouldn't let anybody see it unless somebody was in it. Barney pops out of the back of a truck onto the loading dock. The judge came down, all the court reporter, and every employee of the federal building was there to see it.
This is a celebrity, right?
It was the dumbest thing you'd ever seen in your life.
I love Jay Billis's appearances. All of them are on our YouTube page. Ready, set, griddle this grilling season, people. Get the Weber Slate rust-resistant griddle with a carbon steel cooktop that's safe for metal tools. It's pre-seasoned and ready to cook on right out of the box. It's the griddle that stays ready, not rusty. This griddle heats evenly edge to edge. It reaches up to 500 degrees, and the Weber Works Prep, Cook, and Store system keeps cooking supplies handy. You can carry all the food, condiments, and utensils you need. Get fired up for your new Weber Slate rust-resistant griddle. Ben in Vancouver, Canada.
Vancouver
is first up on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Ben?
Hey guys, glad to be calling in again. I called in last football season. Gave Chris a overreaction Monday, and he loved it.
Okay.
He agreed with it, but then later in the week, he did say it was a hot take. So a little upset with you, Chris. But I got one for Chris.
What was it? What was it last year?
So it was after week one, and the NFC had beaten the AFC in all inter-conference matchups, and I said the NFC is actually the better division. And Chris was like, yeah, I agree. But then later in the week, he's like, oh, that's the hot take everyone's saying. So
okay.
I picked the Niners to win the Super Bowl.
True.
Almost right. True. Okay. So what's on your mind today, Ben?
So I got one for Chris and one for TJ. For TJ, I'm the first overall pick in my fantasy league. It's a super flex PPR dynasty league. So 1 and 2 are probably Marvin Harrison Jr. and Caleb Williams. Who do I take? Because I'm keeping Kyler Murray. Should I take Marvin Harrison Jr. or do I take Caleb Williams?
Oh, see, wait, you're keeping Kyler?
I am, yeah.
Oh, that's Maserati Marv, baby. Let's go.
So you're handcuffing, right?
Come on. Yeah.
That's what you're saying?
Yeah. I want the points.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, well, I guess I'll do it. And if I do lose the league, I'm coming for you, TJ.
All the way from Canada.
Babe, you got to make moves during the season, too. Baby, hit me up later on. We'll guide you through this season of fantasy.
That's very aggressive for a Canadian.
It is.
I'm just joking. But I am next week. I'm going to Boston, and I'll be at the Yankees-Red Sox game.
Nice.
So, Chris, question for you. If there's one place I got to go see in Boston, what is it?
Cheers.
No, please. No. One place he's got to go in Boston.
I have no idea. I never lived there.
Okay.
I mean.
Yeah, I know. It's called New England Patriots, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I honestly the don't one know. Place I haven't been to Boston go in Boston. A long time either.
I'd go to the Boston Commons, you know, just to go there.
Hall,
it's nice walking
around.
and then you can move out from there. Just start from there and then go.
You can go see the Red Auerbach statue and like Larry Bird shoes and
yeah,
stuff.
But who wants to see Red Auerbach statue? Who wants to see that?
Everybody.
Really?
Go to the Boston Market.
I don't know.
They've got to just Faneuil Hall, the picture.
I mean,
yeah, Faneuil Hall, go to all that stuff.
Just go to all that stuff. Yeah. There you go, Ben.
Sounds good. Also, I am a part-time Uber driver, so if you guys have any Uber-related questions, I'm here for you.
Thank you very much, Ben. Ben in Vancouver, everybody. One-stop shopping right there from Ben. Hey, man, you don't want any piece of the Yankees right now.
Nobody does.
I mean, oh, boy.
That series is going to be ugly.
Dude, they've won 7 in a row. The Yankee season right now is flat-out drunk. It's drunk. Judge had a triple last night, a bases-loaded triple.
I saw that. 5 RBIs last night.
Okay, and then Verdugo, who, by the way, has no pressure on him at all. It's great. He's currently batting in between Judge and he's after Soto and Judge and before Stanton, who hit his 15th home run the other night, and he's barreling stuff up right now. Like, I don't even want to talk
sure
about this
watching.
Out loud.
Stanton's home run the other night was so far.
A Stantonian blast.
Hey. All right.
And so he, you know, Verdugo knocked him in. Did you see Judge, you know, slid into home plate and the glove went flying basically into like it? Honestly, I've seen
the catcher's glove.
Yeah, catcher's glove went flying, like almost
it went so far
and so high. It was high and far. It might have gone over the netting. Like I've never seen anything like it.
Whoa.
And, you know, 5 perfect innings for Rodon last night. Luis Gil. Let me tell you, this guy, Luis Gil, has now 7 straight outings of 6 innings and fewer than 1 run. 1 or fewer runs, okay? 7 straight of those. Do you know who else has done that in the history of Major League Baseball? Nobody. Nobody. So what he's done in his young, like technically rookie season with the Yankees, I mean, Kay brought this up on the broadcast last night. Like not even Dwight Gooden, when he was looking that way. Not even, you know, Guidry, who I had to tell Cooper about. He goes, "Who's Ron Guidry, Dad?" Little piece of me died. Not going to lie. But I explained to him.
But didn't that make you happy, though?
Yeah, of course he
wouldn't know who Ron Guidry is.
Yeah.
Something happened. Otherwise, I was just going to grab, YouTube and show him, you know, how Guidry was like, you know, like 180 pounds soaking wet. At any rate. And then the Phillies can't be beaten right now. Also yesterday, too. I mean, Paul Skenes versus Shohei Ohtani in Pittsburgh.
It was amazing.
He blew away Ohtani with 3 FU fastballs.
All 101.
Okay, just like, and the first two of them, when he followed through, he just did it with a flourish. Like, you know, I'm going to strike you out,
and
sir.
And Ohtani just was swinging out of his shoes, but kind of waving at it.
Right.
It was a great
It was strike one, strike two, strike three, you're out. The prototypical good morning, good afternoon, good night at bat.
Yeah.
Ohtani comes up the next at bat and parks it 447 feet.
With 2 strikes. It was a 2 strike.
A 2 run blast. Yeah. And it was just like
dead center.
You know? And
it
so
was like Major League. It was like, oh, it's too high. It just kept going.
Coop and I both have Skenes in our we have Skenes in our fantasy team together. So I was picking him up yesterday at school. And I texted him on the way over. I'm like, Skenes struck out Ohtani in 3 pitches. And then he gets in the car. He goes, Dad, Ohtani won round 2. And I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, 447-foot home run. And I'm like thinking to myself, this is what I'm glad we're talking about it on this show. That's what baseball is right now. Star of stars gets struck out in 3 pitches by the phenom pitcher in Pittsburgh. And then the star of stars gets him the next one. Fun, fun stuff. Hour number 2 coming up, 844-204-RICH, number to dial on the program.
And then at night, you know, maybe the best reliever in baseball right now, Mason Miller on the A's, has a 2-0 lead against the Mariners. 102 down the pike. Julio Rodriguez takes him deep to make it a one-run game. A's ended up winning, but absolute straight cheese. These guys are taking yard work. It was a pretty awesome night in baseball.
I mean, the arms are live, maybe a little too live, as you know, our first guest of the week. Jeff Passan was saying how runs are down right now.
Batting average, runs,
all
down.
He said if not for the home runs, but man, I mean, Yankees are playing some of the best baseball I have seen them play in a very long time, and Gerrit Cole hasn't thrown a single pitch this year at the major league level. He's coming back. Yes, exactly. So I can't.
Talk about the live arms. I saw some graphic the other day. It was the top 10 fastest pitches by starting pitchers in Major League Baseball this year are all Paul Skeens and Jared Jones, both the Pirates 1 and 2 starters.
Do you notice who's not part of this conversation right now?
The Mets fan?
Well, yeah, I mean, what I got to add to this? I got nothing to add to this. Nothing. You know?
Nothing to add?
Well, my boy, one of my best friends, Matt, he was at the Pirates game yesterday.
Okay, there you go.
So he was sending me videos of Skeens, and I sent you guys that kid throws.
I love him so much.
Yeah, I know. He's so kind of awesome. Must-see TV. And by the way, it's heel versus glass now, Sunday Night Baseball, Yankees, so Dodgers. Good. ESPN has stepped in it, man. It's good.
Every story eventually comes to an end. This June, hear the final episode of Season 2 of the hit podcast series In the Red Clay, Durham. In the Red Clay tells the unbelievable true story of Billy Sunday Burt, the most dangerous man in Georgia history. In the podcast that people are calling riveting, incredibly moving, captivating, and addicting. Binge seasons 1 and 2 of In the Red Clay now, wherever you listen.